Yeah. And today, where the money comes from and where you are don't have to have anything to do with each other whatsoever.
You don't have to be running a business out of a skyscraper in Manhattan, right? You could do it from the shores of Nevis.
The Global Passport Investor is your go-to podcast.
So welcome to the latest episode of the Global Passport Investor. I'm your host, Eric Major, an executive with 30 years in the game. I'm the founder as well as the executive chairman of Latitude Group, where our clients expect the world and we deliver it. So this is the latest in a series of talks that we're having about all things investment migration. If you're watching this on YouTube, please leave your questions in the comment section below. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast, we invite you to email your queries at questions@globalpassportinvestor.com. So today we'll be talking about life abroad and the offshore world with all its allures and its pitfalls. My guest today is an international entrepreneur, wildly regarded as the offshore structuring guru. He has extensive experience in cross-border tax planning, alternative residency and citizenship, asset protection, and global offshore banking. I'm pleased to welcome to our show today, Michael Rosmer of Offshore Citizens. Michael, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much. Great to be here with you.
Hey, great. And thanks for patching in from beautiful Dubai, where I could tell just by looking out from your side window there that you got another sunny day. But guess what? I'm in London today and it's actually not raining. So we'll take that as as good as it gets this time of year. Listen, Michael, you and I were just chatting before recording, but we discovered we have a few things in common, so it would seem. We're both Canadians who left Canada to experience life and work abroad. Could you share with us your story in terms of, you know, where it all started and your interests in all things offshore?
Sure. So I grew up in a small town in Alberta, in Canada. I think I was privileged to be in a situation where my parents would at least take us on vacations and travel around a bit, not really so much outside of North America. It was basically Canada, the US, but when I was 13, I did a trip to France and then a little while later to Italy. And then so I got like a little bit of international exposure there. But I think it was good that I got to see the world and had some broader perspective outside of a little town of 10,000 people. Mm. And, you know, a lot of people in that town kind of got trapped there. They would never escape. And so I never wanted to be somebody who would be stuck in this small town. And so I moved to the U.S. briefly. After I graduated, I was there for a bit, and then I was back in Canada going around and ended up getting connected with this world of international structuring, kind of through some experiences trying to do business cross borders and discovering that it can be a challenge. It can also be an opportunity. And most people are very like, I tell people that typically there's like this box that people live in and they believe that box is how things are. And the reality is that is how things are where you are, but there might be a different box. And actually by being able to move different pieces to different boxes, you can gain advantages that you wouldn't have in any single box. And so I kind of had to go through a bit of that and it led to moving down to Costa Rica for part of the year for 3 years.
Interesting.
And getting involved in, you know, helping people who were also more internationally minded. This is kind of like earlier in the period of time, I would say that it was making sense that you could do business from anywhere. And that's, I think, like a really key trend. It's one of the things I talk about, how I believe we're at the beginning of what I call the Great Migration. And the Great Migration is pretty simple, but I think will have a dramatic impact on the future of our world. And that is that throughout most of history, where you earned your living was where you, you know, physically were located.
Yeah.
And today, where the money comes from and where you are don't have to have anything to do with each other whatsoever. This means that the whole landscape is going to change as A, people aren't bound to where they make money, and companies don't need to hire people where they're located either. And so those two things just completely adjust the landscape that we're in today. And so I guess I was interested in you know, being able to work from your cell phone and have kind of this lifestyle entrepreneur thing going on fairly early on. And that kind of was part of the thing that led to being in places like Costa Rica. We'd sort of make this joke about, you know, we get to work from where other people go on vacation. And that seems pretty cool.
I have the same story. People don't believe me when I have to go to the Caribbean, because the Caribbean is an important part of the world.
Sure.
I'm a citizen of my investment. They always think I'm going there on holidays and going to be enjoying the beach, which I'm the only guy with maybe a suit and tie meeting these people. I come out of the hotel all decked up, getting ready for these government meetings. So, it's kind of a unique lifestyle that you and I have been exposed to. And it's true that how it's really at the cusp of an evolution to a scale and scope we could never have expected. Even, you know, I was very fortunate early on in my career to join this great company called HSBC that had international footings and very internationally minded people and global and globalists and all these kind of mindset. And what you said resonates, because you come in with a skill set and understanding of how the box should look or how the Rubik's Cube has one color. But then you realize when you turn it around, there's seven other sides to it. And you know, that there's a lot of different ways to interpret and the world and how to structure not just business, but yourself. And I found that fascinating early on. But now, as we discover with COVID, and you don't have to be running a business out of a skyscraper in Manhattan, right? You could do it from the shores of Nevis on the beach and still really execute on the task at hand. So it's certainly a different world. It's going to bring interesting challenges to the state, to be honest, and some complexity as well, and for certain people how to organize their life. But I'm really interested in diving a little bit deeper on that point, because your YouTube channel says that you help clients in general lower their tax and increase their freedoms.
The greatest investment you could ever make is an investment in your future. Rift Trust and Latitude Group is a leading provider of residency and citizenship solutions for high net worth individuals.
Our clients are like our extended family. We're a global firm with a local focus.
What makes us truly unique is our leadership team. 100 years of combined industry experience, and we're working every day with governments to improve and build new residency and citizenship programs.
Obtaining a second residence or citizenship is the best modern insurance policy for you and your family.
Our clients expect the world.
We deliver it.
Hello to freedom.
Now, how is it you do this with your clients? Are you sort of like this lead contractor that brings in a team, a SWAT team of, you know, bankers and lawyers and tax advisors and you know, experts in their respective fields? Or are you the one pursuing a lot of these elements yourself? Tell me a little bit about how you do what you do.
Yeah, so it's a mixture. I think one of the first observations that I had when I got into trying to do things myself was that people are experts in their box, right? I mentioned how there's this world, which is these series of boxes, which are not very well connected to each other. And so I was doing some investing between Canada and the US, and I would call a lawyer in the US and I'd say, hey, you know, I'm doing this investing. What should I do? They'd say, do this. I'd say, okay, I'm great. I'm from Canada. They're like, oh, then I can't advise you. And then I'd call somebody in Canada and I'd say, hey, what should I do? They'd say this. I'm like, oh, I'm investing in the US. They're like, oh, then I can't advise you. And so I found there's this huge gulf between these. And you can have really, really smart experts in each of these countries who really don't understand how their country interfaces with other countries.
Surprisingly, and so there's quite a few of that. I mean, that's hopefully certain financial
huge thing
that's bridging itself a little bit. And there's only a few still experts who really could do that link and that bridge. You're right. Still a big gap there in many of these professions.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's where we specialize, right? Like, we don't try to be the expert in any given country. Mm-hmm. We try to be the expert in what happens when you cross borders. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that turns out to be something that can pose all kinds of challenges. It can make your life much more difficult, or it can make your life much better. And a lot of people kind of don't understand. Like, I'd have lawyers and accountants who call us for consulting to say, hey, I've got a client who's, you know, in Canada and they're doing something in the US. How should they get set up? And they kind of don't realize that the moment you get out of Canada, your choice is not Canada or the US. Your choice is everywhere in the world. And maybe you interface from Canada to Jersey to the US, or maybe you interface from Canada to Malta to the US, or maybe you don't have, you know, whatever. Like, there's all kinds of different scenarios there. And so we tried to bring that cross-border expertise and the model largely in the area of tax. That's a big one. Tax and residency, I would say, are like the two key parts that form around all this other stuff. But then you have banking, you have asset protection, you have understanding business operations and where you can hire staff, where there's a depth of talent and things like this. And so we kind of formulate that high-level strategy, and then we work with local experts in whatever particular country we're dealing with. Yeah. In terms of, okay, you know, you need a local registered agent to set up a company. Yeah. You probably need an on-the-ground immigration expert. You probably have some sort of local, you know, accounting that needs to be done for tax filings, et cetera, locally. And so we kind of direct at that top level and project manage the process.
Yes.
Of kind of implementing that plan. So I don't know, you might think of it as like an orchestra conductor or something, who's then, you know, got all these different people playing trumpets and trombones. Well,
and knows what to call upon or what to heighten or yes. emphasize. I think that's the magic of what guys like you and ourselves, I would say in general as well, have over the years built this Rolodex of knowledge and experience and channels that we know that we could access that have that delivery and that capability and that expertise. But at 30,000 feet, if not even 20,000 feet, you got to know your way around some of these issues. So I'm always the first to say, I'm not a tax advisor, I'm not a tax expert, but I've been exposed to this world for 30 years. I could direct some of these issues that we're talking about towards the right hands at least bring up the consideration, because otherwise they wouldn't be as clients necessarily picking up on it. And would you say, so explain to me, you're now in Dubai. Is that home for you now? Is that where you conduct most of your time in business?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm probably in Dubai 7 months a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. I might kind of get that down by another month or something over time. But yeah, this would be like my main base that I'm spending a large portion of my time. But our team is globally distributed. So, you know, they're in a variety of different other places. So depending on what somebody needs.
Yeah, and the clientele, obviously, I'm sure, given your platforms, both, you know, the website, the YouTube channels, the podcasts that you do, and by the way, always very informative, and there's a lot going on, some of which I want to talk to you about, but, how would you break down the gist or the main of your clientele? Are they North Americans in the main? Is it the English-speaking world? Or is it also regionally, like in the UAE or in Asia? Are there major contingents that you service?
Yeah, so I did actually some calculations the other day. We have clients who are from, and by from, they're either citizens of or residents of 145 different jurisdictions. Yeah. So that's like pretty, there's like maybe a little over 200 jurisdictions in the world. So, you know, we've got about 75% of the world covered, including some like very unusual places, like, you know, talk to somebody like from Reunion or something. And I'm like, wow, I'm like shocked that I would talk to somebody from Reunion. It's not like the most common place. So, you know, that's very cool. But I would say that the bias, of course, because I speak English, is it's people who speak English. If you don't speak English, you're probably going to have a hard time working with me. We technically do have people on our team who are fluent Spanish and fluent in some other languages, et cetera. But by and large, it is overwhelmingly people who speak English. I would say English-speaking high-tax people. So people who are in high-tax countries, which means lots of Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, U.S. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get some people from Brazil, and we get some people from Mexico, and we get some people from, you know, we have clients in Singapore and Malaysia and things like this. But the largest share are they somehow speak English, which, you know, they might be Germans who speak English or Danish who speak English or something like that. But yeah, high tax countries where the people speak English would be the largest contingent of our clients for sure.
And I know you're offering different types of services, be it, you know, setting up offshore companies and bank accounts and the like. But is most of your practice tax driven? In other words, having a discussion with somebody around picking up their bags and choosing a location or destination, is it often tax driven or not exclusively?
It's not exclusively. but it's often tax driven.
Okay.
So I think one of the different, I kind of look at it as I have throughout my life been motivated by things that other people aren't doing. And what I mean by this is I think if there's 10 other people who are doing what you're doing, then it's kind of redundant. Somebody else can do it. So why don't I just not do it? And I'll go find something that's more useful. Like I sort of often think I would rather not do things if somebody else did a good job. I just feel like somebody else is not doing a good enough job and therefore I need to do it. And that's kind of a motivational driver for me. So I try not to, like, you know, when I got into this business, which was, you know, whatever, 10, 12 years ago or something, you know, there's a lot of people who would form companies. And so like you can call all sorts of people and it's an administrative process to form a company. So yes, we help people form companies because what we find is they come to us and they get advice and then they're like, well, we need to implement this. Like, can you help out with that? So we'll do that for them. So we'll form the companies and things like this, which we work with a local registered agent. And, you know, we try to have deeper specialization in banking and deeper relationships. You're not just going to go to some crap Caribbean bank that, you know, whatever, you're going to get something higher quality. So, okay, great. We'll do all that for you. Mm-hmm. But I think that most people lack the sophistication on the tax side,
yes,
to be able to do a good job, which is why I think I lean into that quite a bit more than most. Mm. Most people, like, it's just really hard, right? Like I have one of my business partners at another company that I own says, you know, Michael's the unique person who knows tax in 200 countries. Now, it's a bit of an exaggeration, but the point is most people just don't. And yes, it's a really serious thing. You have to do it properly. Like it's really, I get all the time people who call me up and they just have inaccurate conceptions of how tax works.
Well,
and they think, oh, you know, I'm going to have a tax residency in Dubai, so then I'm not going to pay tax in UK. And I'm like, you live in UK, you're paying tax in UK, even if you have a tax residency in Dubai. It doesn't make you not tax resident here. So,
I'm so like, surprised
you have to
that.
Be really diligent.
Yeah.
And so
I'm surprised by that, even in today's age, given the sophistication and the success of a lot of these clients are dealing with, how wide that gap is of understanding around tax matters. I mean, it is very complex, don't get me wrong, but there are some general principles that are covered by 80%+ of the world, like where your nexus and your time is being spent. And so people say, oh, what's the implication? I'm going to get a multi-citizenship. Are you going to be in Malta? Are you going to spend time in Malta? Because if not, none. Right. So it's this, oh, what are the implications of me buying a citizenship in the Caribbean? And so I realize, so they don't have that basic understanding, and is often the case. But having said that, there are some complexities on a transactional case by case level when people do wind up having assets and income that obviously requires proper advice. I'm going to go a little bit deeper on some of that, Michael. But before I go on to these next questions, let me remind our YouTube viewers to leave their questions at the bottom of their comment section there. And if you're listening to the podcast, we invite you to contact us by email at questions@globalpassportinvestor.com.
For a deep dive into the recommended residency and citizenship programs available, please check out latitudeworld.com for further details.